producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
My weekend, and let me thank you for letting me have a little time with you during this next several hours. We're on the air. Jim Brown's Common Sense. We're on each week at this same time all over America and worldwide on the World Wide Web. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? I sure did. I hope you did too, enjoying family and friends. And, you know, I'm on a health kick. I tell my listeners that. I kind of watch what I eat. I'm an old guy at 75. I work out all the time. But I'll tell you, when the holidays come around, I've got a real weakness for sweet potatoes, for pumpkin pie. I don't eat many sweets, but I just can't turn out a good homemade pumpkin pie. Of course, we have the traditional turkey with cranberry sauce and oyster dressing. Down here in our part of the country, oysters are so plentiful and such a delicacy that in the dressing, we put oysters in that dressing as part of our overall food. We have mashed potatoes. We have green beans. And I'm sure many of you have the same thing. Or you may change your menu accordingly to what works for you. We love the traditional. I'm a traditional guy with the basics of Thanksgiving. I love the holiday. You know, it's also has religious connotations too. This is the first of the triumvirate of holidays where we go into, we start with Thanksgiving, and there is some religious overtones because the pilgrims were giving thanks that they could have their freedom of religion. When they came to our country, that got the tradition going. Then we move into the Christmas season and on into Easter. This is one of the three, the initial holiday that has religious connotations for giving thanks for the ability to be free and to have such a great country that we do. Hey, I want to give special kudos and shout outs to some of the companies that closed on Thanksgiving Day. You know, Thanksgiving traditions, you get together with your family and all of a sudden, and commercialism has taken over America in so many ways, and the companies that are now open on Thanksgiving Day itself. But a number of the big box stores, the big guys that under the financial pressure to make it work to their stockholders said, no, we're not going to do that. We want our employees to have the opportunity to enjoy what is a family holiday. And I give kudos to Staples, to Costco, Nordstrom, TJ Maxx, Home Depot, Barnes and Noble, Marshalls, I think. Let's see, Pier 1, Bed Bath & Beyond. I go there a good bit, and they shut down Burlington Coat Factory. And there's a number of companies that do, and I like that, and I think it's great for their employees, and I don't mind that at all. I'm an old guy to where I can remember when Sunday, and I lived in Missouri, and I've lived down here in Louisiana for many, many years, but in Sunday, there was no sales of any kind going on. You didn't have a Walmart open. You barely were lucky to find a gas station open, not else. So we've opened up all Sundays to so much commercialism, from car dealers to virtually every other kind of business you could think of. And then when we got into the holidays with Christmas and Thanksgiving, I just think that goes way beyond the norm of what is reasonable. But again, hats off to those companies that closed their doors, gave a break to their employees. I think it's the right thing to do. We've talked a lot about what happened post-Paris with the terrorism activities throughout this country. We're going to talk a little bit more about it today, but I've got a lot of emails and conversations with folks that I've visited with as I give speeches throughout the South and throughout the rest of the country about what caused the confrontation today. You know, at one point in time, the Middle East was not a powder keg. We hardly heard about the Middle East. It was always the Cold War with Russia, and we got into the Israeli-Palestine disputes, and you never heard much about the Middle East. And then in 1990, we got into the situation with Iraq, where we got sucked in to keep Saddam Hussein from branching out among his country. And, of course, we went into Iraq and Afghanistan. A little history to you. After World War II, there were arbitrarily lines drawn in the Middle East. The story goes that Churchill and several other leaders in a desert location took a stick and said, okay, we're going to draw these lines here. This is going to be Iraq. This is going to be Syria. This is going to be Iran. And that's how a lot of the Middle East was cut up and divided. And, of course, what happened, you had people that were in the new country of Iraq that previously were in Afghanistan, previously were in Syria, maybe portions of Iran. They were very tribal in having their customs among themselves. They had no loyalty to the national government. It was brand new to them. And that's what you find in many areas of that part of the world today. You see, you have the tribe. Your loyalty is to your tribe. That's why we have a hard time building up a military force and a police force in Iraq today and Afghanistan, because there's no loyalties to those countries. The loyalty is with your tribe in your particular region. What goes on in the northern part of Iraq is almost like a different world as to what happens in the southern part of Iraq. And so the arbitrary lines are drawn up. Now, it wasn't a problem initially because you basically had dictators or a military leader that were running each of these countries in the Middle East. And so, and the American position was, look, we don't care what you do internally, as long as you support our policies externally. We're not going to mess with you and what you're doing. And so there were some dictators that did a pretty decent job. But you had the Shah of Iran, and you had the King of Saudi Arabia, and then you had dictators like Saddam Hussein. And there was a variety of ways the Middle East was divided up. And there were some pretty brutal things going on internally. There was torture. There was death. There was a number of things that the United States turned a blind eye to and said, we can't be the world's peacekeeper, and we're going to see that some stabilities in the region. We're going to know that these countries support us. They're not going to let the Russians invade. And so it worked pretty well for our foreign policy. It may not have been fair internally to a lot of people in those countries, but it worked pretty well for American interests. Then came the Arab Spring. You had several countries to where you had revolutions that took place. The president, you saw this take place in Egypt and a number of countries where there was an overthrow of the government and new militants were brought in, new protesters took over, a different regime came over, and they ran the show in a much more aggressive nature. And when they did so, they said, well, you know, we're not too crazy about America. You know, we were throwing accolades and saying we want to work with you, but you held up our puppet government for many, many years. They just were an extension of you. You gave them military aid, and they supported your policies in the Middle East. And so why are we loyal to you now? You're the enemy. And there's a lot of consternation there about how we rebuild goodwill in that part of the world. And we saw so many conflicts. In Afghanistan, the Russians were trying to take over Afghanistan back in the 80s and the 90s. Did you see that movie, Charlie Wilson's War, based on a book Tom Hanks starred in the movie, about where the congressman was working diligently to get more aid to the fighters in Afghanistan, one of which was Osama bin Laden. We were giving him weapons to fight the Russians. And then when we turned militarily, when we turned and supported these puppet dictators, so many people like Osama bin Laden turned on us. And so we have the mess that we find today. The Arab Spring, it was great for our hopes for the democracy to be brought in. In some cases it did, in some cases it didn't. But whatever happened, we didn't have a lot of goodwill. We didn't have the credibility in that part of the world. So I just want to give that little background, because the U.S., it was acting in its own interest. but it's the principal cause of the chaos that takes place in the Middle East today. Now, what do we do about it? That's the next question, and we're going to come back and talk about it. Hey, this is Jim Brown. My show is The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Middle East. We're going to talk about the holiday season a little bit, your investments, all on the agenda. So freshen up your coffee. Stay with me. We've got a great 2 hours left, and stay with me to make some common sense. Glad you're with us today.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? This soul, listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free,
and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty!
This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Up in this whole Middle East problem and how we find some balance there to protect American interests. There's a big push, particularly from Republicans, to put, I don't like that title, boots on the ground, put troops into that part of the world. I think we're going to have to, but we've got to do a much better job of working with our allies in NATO and that part of the world. You've got Turkey, that's always been a good friend of the United States, and has an army of 500,000 people. They are directly next door to Syria, 500,000 people. They've been a little reluctant to go in. We've got to push them, and we've got to say we're going to give them some support. They're worried, of course, about terrorists hitting their country, and Istanbul and Ephesus and so many of the great cities in Turkey. So that's a consideration, and I understand that. We've got to get Saudi Arabia to take a much more active role. ISIS now is a danger not just to us and not just to France, not just in Syria, but to the whole region. You've got the Russians now that are going in and bombing Syrian locations. We're reluctant to work or communicate with Syria. We say, well, okay, you do your thing, we'll do ours. Look, if we want to end this war with ISIS and Putin, the ruler or the prime minister, the president of the USSR, Russia, wants to come in and join us, we'll sign him up. I mean, look, we're trying to get, we can deal diplomatically with these bigger countries in the UN and other forums, but ISIS is an unguided missile that we're going to have to deal with in whatever we can. And so as a consequence, ISIS is after Iran right now. That's kind of our enemy. They're after Syria. We don't like the President Assad of Syria, but we all have a mutual interest in dealing with ISIS because there are no holes barred. They behead, they do the terrorist bombings, they do things that these other countries so far have not done. We don't see Russians blowing up our airplanes or dropping bombs in areas like Paris, France. And so you've got to find a coalition you can work with, and Obama seems very reluctant to deal at all with anyone outside of our immediate supporters like England and France. I don't see anything wrong with it. If Putin wants to come in there and bomb ISIS, let him do so, and let's have a little better coordination out of it. I don't think that's going to... Look, we partnered with Stalin at the end of World War II. As big a mass murder as you can get around, it was in our interest. It was in our interest. So when it's in our interest, we should do the very same thing. Now, let's talk a little bit about all these refugees coming, and this is a big, big issue where the president wants to take in initially about 10,000 Syrian refugees and put them into this country. America's position has always been that we want to open up our doors to refugees. That's something we've done in the past, and we want to do it in the future. I mean, we have in the past brought in refugees. We brought in Jews from Europe. We brought in Vietnamese. We brought in Cubans. We brought in Afghan. And so we need in this country loyal Muslims of moderate beliefs to help us defeat these radicals. And we don't want to alienate them. So is it reasonable for all these states where governors are saying we do not want any Syrian refugees in our state? And the president's saying, well, we're being very narrow-minded. It's shameful to do something like that. And I'm not sure I agree. I mean, this is a moderate show right here. But look, here's the thing. When you talk about Syrians coming in the cases that I've mentioned, with the Jews coming in from Europe, with Afghans, with Vietnamese, we've never had terrorists come in and offer danger to America when we let these people come in our country. We brought them in, they blended in, they accepted the American dream, they did well. Well, now we've got proof that ISIS has no concerns at all about infiltrating in terms of those immigrating, those refugees. They did it in Paris. We saw that several of the attackers, the terrorists in Paris, had passports, passed the test to say they were okay, nothing wrong with them. Next thing you know, they're blowing up, killing 150 people in Paris, France. So it's natural to be a little leery when you can't have a confidence level that the people coming in are not going to do great damage to you. I mean, to the average person, it seems personally reasonable to be suspicious of admitting Syrian refugees to this country. We know that ISIS would like to attack the U.S. I think we all know that. We know that ISIS probably has the wherewithal to infiltrate a few of its people into the flood of refugees coming in. And most people have no idea how easy it is to get past U.S. screening. They probably figure it's pretty easy. So it doesn't seem to be crazy to call for an end to accepting Syrian refugees unless you have some extremely strict profiling and checks and balances. You know, things have changed after Paris. Mocking the views that people are being prejudiced doesn't really accomplish anything. Now, the president got all upset. A number of candidates for president talk about the fact that we should allow Christian immigrants coming into this country. I think Jeb Bush said that. Ted Cruz said that, the senator from Texas. And they said that Christian refugees should be a priority. Well, the president just went off on that. He said that's just wrong. That's shameful, he said. He said, that's not American. That's not who we are. We don't have religious tests to our compassion. Well, normally I would agree with that, but I think that there may be a point of view that Christians are under particular threat from this Islamic State. If you're in Syria and you're a Christian, if the ISIS doesn't kill you, for almost jihadist sport, then you must convert to Islam or die. Christians in that part of the world, daughters are raped and forced into Muslim marriages. The churches are blown up. The U.S. would have been right to accept and save more Jews from Nazi genocide back in the 30s and the 40s. And Syrian Christians are no different today. So I don't look at that as saying, well, we're only going to take the Christians and we're going to keep the others out. We've never seen an example of a Christian who was a terrorist who blew anybody up. Now, if all of a sudden Christian immigrants from Syria start putting bombs on their bodies and blowing things up, then you got to reconsider that position. I think we all agree with that. But right now, we've never seen that example. So I don't think it's un-American for Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, running for president, Ted Cruz, a number of other folks saying that Christian refugees should be a priority. Because, you know, it's the same thing as profiling when you get on an airplane. You've got a little old lady who's got red hair and green eyes using a walker, I'm not sure you give her the same review and the same profiling as you do a 24-year-old male from that part of the world who's got a turban around his head. I mean, you know, that's not a question of being prejudiced against anybody who's from the Middle East. That's just a question of using some common sense, isn't it? Just using some common sense. So I make those suggestions to you because there's a big fight going on about what refugees we allow into this country. And it should be discussed. It should be talked about. There should be a full venting before we make these decisions. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. What are our young people thinking about terrorism, the Paris attacks? Is there that much interest? Are we building new citizens that can make a difference? We're going to come back and talk about that. I want you to freshen up your coffee. Stay with me. We've got a great hour and a half left.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We have often talked on this program about the differences in age and the difference of views if you're older, if you're younger, and I've been concerned about political involvement of young people. We just had a big governor's race down in Louisiana, and younger people didn't take as much interest, and I did some checking on that, and a number of younger people told me, well, they just didn't think it was going to make that much difference who they voted for. And I'm just wondering how many millennials, younger people in the range of 30 years old, what do they think about terrorism? How do they respond to the Paris attacks? Do they take it personally? Do you think it makes that much difference in their lives? And I'd just like to explore this a little bit. Amanda Gutterman is my guest. She's the editorial director of Slant News. It's a new online news source that is getting a lot of interest, has a number of hits. Formerly she was with the Huffington Post and written for the New Yorker, so she's got a pretty extensive background. I want to get her take on all this to put it in proper perspective. Hey, Amanda, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amanda, let me ask you about Slant. Slant is a fairly new online news magazine. You're editorial director. You're a big shot with the magazine. What was the focus of why you wanted to start something like this?
We recognize that there's a problem in the journalism world. It's really difficult for emerging voices and even experienced writers to get published and get their foot in the door in media without having to take on unpaid internships or give away their writing for free. So we created Slant. It's at www.slantnews.com, slantnews.com, and it's a place where you can log in through Facebook. Anybody can do it. You can create a story using all kinds of multimedia. When you press submit, it goes to our newsroom full of professional digital editors. Their job is to edit your story, fact-check it, and then give it everything it needs to actually do well on social media. So that means like base name, search terms, URL, SEO, and polish it up so it'll actually perform well online. Then you get a link via email. It'll get featured on our site and our social media. You share as much as you can. We share it as much as we can. Then you get 70% of whatever the advertising revenue is on your stories. So depending on how much traction they actually get, you get paid for your work. You can build up your resume without giving away your writing for free.
Well, that's interesting because we have a lot of prospective writers that listen to this program. I have a publishing company down here in the Deep South, and I get a lot of emails after our shows of writers who are interested in pursuing their careers and whether they're doing columns, a book they're doing, whatever they happen to be. So what you're saying is anybody can make a submission to Slant and maybe get it published in your publication, right?
That's right. So all of your listeners who are interested in writing something, I would direct you all to Slant, slantnews.com, and there's a button in the upper right-hand corner that says Write for Slant, and you can just get started right then and there.
I rant and rave about things all the time, and I've got a column that appears in, I guess, 350 newspapers across primarily the South, so I may be a great candidate. You might be getting some really invigorating, creative, and dynamic editorial comment from me in my columns. This may be a big break for both of us, right?
I would love that. If you want somewhere else to put your columns, you're always welcome on Slant.
Well, that's super. That's super. Now, Amanda, let me ask you this. As we open the segment, I've been concerned about how engaged younger people are in their 30s who are in the business world. And I've been a little concerned. You know, New Orleans has become a real innovative haven for new blood coming in after Hurricane Katrina. A lot of startups taking place. A lot of really creative young people. I've got a son who's very involved in the construction industry. And often we'll be in a social gathering with a number of his friends, and something in politics will come up. I've been very involved in politics in this part of the world for many years. I don't find that much interest by a number of millennials in the political focus today. But let's talk. I think they might take more interest when it comes to their personal safety. How engaged are millennials or young people in the 30-year-old range over this whole flow of what's happened in Paris, terrorism? What kind of concerns do they have? What are you hearing?
So first things first, I think that being politically engaged for millennials doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as going out to the polls and voting. Millennials who write for Slant, I hear them saying that they don't feel their vote is worth much, that they can't make a big difference with their vote. I encourage them to go and vote, because the more that millennials go vote, the more politicians see that and will create policies in their interest. That being said, a lot of younger voters are actually very politically active, but they express that in different ways. Protest is one of those ways, and we see that going on college campuses. And also being interested and informed in the issues doesn't necessarily correspond to voting. I think we need to fix that. As far as Paris and terrorism, one of the things I've been hearing is that we should be, you know, instead of closing our hearts and closing our doors to the Syrian refugees, we should be opening up. We should be coming together as a society. One of the great things that happened in Paris was residents of the 11th arrondissement, where I actually lived in college during my semester abroad. They were using social media. They were using the hashtag Porte Ouverte, which means open door, to signal to people who were in the street or to tourists or people who didn't have somewhere safe to go that they could go there and be safe from terror. I think the most frightening thing we could do is close our hearts to immigrants because of this disaster. And that's what a lot of millennials are thinking. They don't want to make the same mistakes over again as we did in the Iraq War.
But in fairness now, America has always had a pretty solid open-door policy after World War II. European Jews that came into this country, Vietnamese that came into this country in vast numbers. We've had a cross-section of people that we have welcomed in our community with open arms. And I guess, I don't know, you know, put yourself in my place. I'm an older grandfather with five children and probably 30 grandchildren, grandnieces, and nephews, and I take an interest in them all, and I'm deeply concerned about safety. And I don't want to give up. I'm very defensive about giving up any liberties, but, you know, to the average person, I would think, and I said this on the program earlier, that if you've got influx of all the immigrants we've had in the past, we never worried that among the numbers coming in, the Japanese, whatever, whoever came in, were going to end up trying to blow us up. And I think that there is, I think it's reasonable to think, look, is our country doing enough checks and balances? Because we've seen Syrians that went into Paris, had a passport, were cleared by the French government, said, no, they're fine. And next thing you know, they're blowing up soccer stadiums. So is it unreasonable for someone to say, I better first check to be sure if my government is putting in the proper profiling checks and balances? Because I just don't want to take a chance. I love open arms. I want to bring people in, but I sure don't want to have my safety at jeopardy. Do you think that's an unreasonable view?
I mean, I think if we look at our history and Japanese and Jews, and my family's Jewish and came around that time, I think those are great examples around the times that we were letting in those immigrants. There were huge questions about whether the new immigrant populations would actually turn into real Americans, whether their incentives would actually be aligned with the rest of the country. That's something that's always been part of our history, having big questions come up every time we bring in new people. At the end of the day, I think we should take into consideration the view on ISIS, actually held by someone who was kept captive by them for over 10 months. Nicolas Hénin, who is a Frenchman, was kept in ISIS custody for over 10 months. He was with all of the journalists who were executed. He knew Jihadi John, and what he said, he wrote an amazing piece. He said, you know, the thing that ISIS fears most is our unity. If we all get together and we decide not to embrace fear, not to embrace xenophobia, to be positive, to be loving, to bring people in, that's what they're most afraid of.
I got a couple more questions for you. I want to tell our listeners we're having an engaging conversation between this old radio talk show host and a young editorial director of a new online magazine called Slant. Amanda Gutterman is my guest. And if you go to my website at jimbrownusa.com, you can find the link to click on to go to Slant Magazine if you want to take a look. We're going to come back and talk about this interesting subject about the comparisons of what you feel is a safe balance in terms of dealing with these refugees coming to this country. My website again is www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GC.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about your personal safety, the views of young people in terms of terrorism, what's happening today involving engagement, if you will. Amanda Gutterman is my guest. She's editorial director of Slant Magazine, or Slant Newspaper Magazine. It's an online publication. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Amanda, you think there's any hope? Let's go back to the voting issue, because you said you encourage young people to vote, but many of them feel like their vote doesn't make a difference, and that they find other ways to engage involving protesting, for example. Unfortunately, if you don't show muscle at the polls, your concerns don't get a lot of attention. I was an elected official in my home state of Louisiana for 28 years, and what's that great old song, the Summertime Blues? I went to my congressman, and he said, quote, "I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote." And if you don't participate, then often the squeaking wheel gets taken care of. And, you know, whether young people like yourself, and I know you feel like it's important to vote, but what we often don't realize is that at every stage of one's life, government is an infusion into your life, whether you like it or not. From the time you're born, when you've got to have a death certificate, the mandates that you go to school, your educational requirements, when you get out of school, virtually any occupation you have needs some kind of a license, a doctor, lawyer, welder, whatever it is, you've got to have. So you can't even cut flowers in many states without having a license as a florist, and that goes right through the regulations on you. My son's a developer, and he just complains all the time about the regulations he's got to go through to build houses in New Orleans that just drives him crazy, right up to the time you die when you got to have a death certificate. So you may not want to be a part of government, but government's going to be a part of you. You see what I'm saying? And you think that message will get through more and more? Because I'm just wondering if protesting is enough for young people if they think they really want to make a difference.
You know, I think that the best tool young people and everybody has in their arsenal is to go and vote. If you listen to the last GOP debate, you could call it the AARP debate. They were talking about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, retirement age. And the reason they were addressing those issues is because that's who their voters are. if their voters were young people and if young people came to the polls at higher numbers, they would be speaking about student debt, climate change, entry-level jobs. If you think your vote doesn't matter, and if you don't know which candidate you support, go to the poll, write in Donald Duck, and make sure that your age, your demographic, something better with your vote than do that. But if you don't have time, get in there and vote.
Okay, well, I think we both agree on that. I want to come one more time. I want to come back to the whole idea, though, of your policies of freedom, which we all want so much in this country. And I'll give you an example. I've got a daughter that lives in New York City, a couple of blocks from the World Trade Center. I think she, just from what little of our conversation has taken place here today, that you would be in sync in terms of your views. She is moderate to liberal in her views. Been in the media for some time. I was with on the Today Show and with CNN, and now is leading a huge educational effort in New York City. And she said, "Dad, I was very much for the checks and balances, but when 9/11 happened and the smoke covered my windows and my life was at stake and my two little boys' life were at stake, I'll tell you what, I want to profile if the police department thinks we should profile certain groups of people that are involved in crime or terrorism, then I want them profiled, because it's great to argue in theory, but when all of a sudden you're faced with imminent danger to you and your family, you take a little bit more practical or a little different slant on it." You see what I'm saying? And I'm just wondering,
yes,
if a number of millennials would say, I've had dinner with these folks, my daughter and her friends, and they said, "Look, we are, most of them happened to be Jewish. They happened to be very liberal in New York City, Democrats, but they didn't want a mosque built a block from the World Trade Center, and they wanted profiling to take place in New York City because they wanted to feel safe." So, sometimes there's a balance out there, and you can see where people have varying concerns and varying opinions. Is that fair?
So I want to be safe, too, and I think that all millennials want to be safe. But here's the thing. Studies have shown over and over that profiling doesn't work. Studies have shown that over 96% of tests where you try to sneak something by the TSA, they don't catch it. These things aren't working. I want to make us safe, but I want to use policies that actually work rather than have a knee-jerk reaction based on fear and based on just sadness and horror at a tragedy that was like 9/11. As terrible and horrifying as these kinds of terror attacks are, our reaction needs to be data-based. It needs to be, if anything, technocratic. We need to do things that we know work rather than respond emotionally. Obviously, individually, we're having huge emotional responses, but as a nation and as a society, we need to do something different. That doesn't mean racial profiling. That hasn't been shown to be effective. That doesn't mean doing what's being done right now necessarily at the airports. That hasn't been shown to be effective. And also, a lot of millennials are upset over the NSA and over surveillance and over the way their data's been used and are wondering whether that's connected to this. And as it turns out, none of the data that Edward Snowden revealed and none of the surveillance information that's come out has actually led to any American deaths or the deaths of any American allies. So drawing this correlation between profiling or surveillance and terror isn't backed up by the data.
Now, you're jumping around a good bit, but I guess I happen to be a strong civil libertarian that thinks the government is meddling too much in our business. All I'm saying is that some would argue the reason you haven't had any additional attacks is because of that profiling, because of what the TSA is doing, that it's just not worth the effort for a terrorist to take something like that on. So, you can argue it from several points of view along that line, we're not going to find. If you get it, what I'm saying is some people feel more secure. Now it's a question of whose toes you step on to get your security. Hey, we're out of time right now, Amanda. Sure glad you joined us. So I want to tell our listeners to go take a look at Slant Magazine. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Have a nice Thanksgiving weekend, Amanda. Hope we can talk again in the future.
Thank you, and it's Slant News, slantnews.com.
Got slantdudes.com? Got it down here. Okay, take care. Thank you. Thank you. Interesting conversations, like I say. I'm not knocking the idealism at all, not one bit. I guess when you get into the posture of dealing with your safety, particularly the safety of your family. I have family that live in New York City, for example, that I would think in New York City you'd be much more primed to be at risk for terrorist attacks than, say, when I live down in a small southern state, we wouldn't be nearly as much at risk. And so it's a question of how you reach that balance there, and what you think that is in your interest. And I would argue that the interest of most Americans is to do some profiling, to be sure you're safe, and to be sure that there's no problem with how you're making everything balance along. Hey, we're going to take a pause right now, and I think I get so interested in these conversations. And by the way, if you want to check my website, it's www.jimbrownusa.com, and you can sign up for email alerts. I do a column every week about many of the things we're talking about here right now. Column's usually posted every Thursday on my website. A lot of other information. You'll have some fun there, so I hope you'll look and take it on. And you can also sign up and get an email right from me telling you who the guests are on the show, seeing my column and putting it all in perspective. Jim Brown's Common Sense here. Now, let's see. Shane, are we ready to take a break, or we're going to go ahead with the next guest? Shane, are you there? Shane, are you with me? Okay, we're going to take a pause right now, and we'll be right back. Okay, fine. I was getting all into it. I didn't know if I'd already passed time. I got my producer, Shane, in Minneapolis. I'm broadcasting today from way down yonder in New Orleans. And so I was getting all excited. I kind of lost track of the time. Usually I watch it to the second, but I lost a little track of the time right there. No problem. We can handle it there, okay? So let's see. We've got coming up. Who we got coming up on the program? I want to talk about a little bit more about Thanksgiving Day. And I also want to talk, let's talk some finances. When we come back, we're going to talk about what these terrorist attacks have had in terms of your finances. So freshen up your coffee, come right back, we'll make some more common sense here.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GC.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.